The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 337.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing woman on the show today. She is the former Miss Hawaii 2013, and she's also a realtor. I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Crystal Montrone. Crystal, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. I was born and raised in Hawaii. However, my dad was an immigrant and he came over from Hong Kong with my grandparents when he was about 7. So I pretty much grew up in the Chinese culture. But my other half, my mom is, she's from Ohio. She's full Caucasian. So growing up in Hawaii was kind of just a mixed plate of things and cultures. I dance a lot. Dance is probably one of my greatest passions. I like to teach, choreograph, and also professionally dance on the side. But yeah, I've been Miss Hawaii, and now I'm just working in real estate and just loving what I do.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Crystal, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
It has to be 2 Timothy 1:7. And it states that in the Bible, it states that God did not create us of fear, but of power, love, and self-control.
Thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
You know, I think self-confidence is really believing in your purpose and really embracing your strengths. I think when you watch the media and you watch, you know, people that you grew up with and your idols, you try to compare yourself, but realizing that you're put on this earth for a specific reason. And we all have something special about us. And so I think finally understanding what your purpose is and how you're able to accomplish your purpose is probably one of the biggest parts.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, having a purpose is huge. Like, it really does build your confidence, because when you have something that's bigger than yourself, you're willing to do whatever it takes, even if it's challenging at times. Even when you have days where you just feel like you want to hide from the world, you're not going to give up. You're just going to keep on going. And it's because you have something that's so great that you want to share with the world that you will do, you know, you'll have that confidence in you to just go ahead and keep on doing it. So I think that's a great definition, you know, especially when there's people out there feeling like they don't have a purpose in life. You know, it's like we do have a purpose, because it's like, I remember someone on Facebook was saying, like, you know, when you're a baby or before you're a baby, there's like 300 like sperms that kind of like race to the egg. And you know, right. It's like you're one out of that 300. So like, really, you do have something to offer to the table, because if you're able to beat that many, I don't know, sperm, you know, it's like you have something to bring to the table. So, you know, I really love that definition that you mentioned. And what was that life? What was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
You know, I grew up very self-conscious. I was always thinking about how I could be like my best friend, or, you know, how I could be, you know, what my teachers wanted me to be. And I was always thinking about what the kids are teasing me about, what, you know, my flaws were. My focus was so much on my flaws. And it was really difficult. I didn't know how to really pave my way without caring so much about other people and what they thought of me.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something that we deal with a lot, right? That self-doubt, you know, the compare game, especially when, you know, we have family members are like, oh, my child is this and my child is that. And then you get, why aren't you like so-and-so? And why can't you be more like this person? And, you know, then we get like really like conscious. It's like, well, why can't I be that like that, right? Because we're not that person.
Yeah. And when you had brought up like you growing up in an Asian family, I think, you know, when you hear stereotypical Chinese, they want, you know, your son or daughter to go in the medical field or do something where you're going to get a lot of money and success. And it's a lot of pressure, because you don't know if you can really do it.
Yeah, totally. Especially when it's like something like medicine or being a lawyer, it's like all that schooling and then studying. And it's like, if you don't pass the bar, it's like people might see you as a failure. And it's like this It just goes on and on and on. It's crazy. But I mean, this is something that most Asian families deal with. But, you know, what was that point in your life when that self-doubt started to go away and your confidence started to come out even more? Like, what was that aha moment in your life?
You know, I think it was a gradual getting up to a certain point. But at this certain point, I had just won the title of Miss Hawaii. And, you know, a lot of people think that once you win the title, you know, she knows who she is. And she has all the confidence in the world. And she has, you know, this platform to speak on. But it kind of worked in the opposite, where I almost became more self-conscious. Oh, no, what are people are going to judge every word I say? Oh, no, people are going to look at the way I look every day. I have to wear makeup on every day. I have to act a certain way every day. And I was so scared for even the onstage question, because at Miss America, you're in front of millions of people and it's televised. And what if I say something stupid? But really, it's where my faith came into play. And I was really digging deep in the Word. And I had found that 2 Timothy 1:7, that God did not create us of fear, but of love, power, and self-control. And that gave me so much confidence. It was like I was not made to be afraid of life, of everything, all the opportunities that are given to me. I was made to embrace who I am and the reason, you know, I'm in this position. And so from that point on, I really felt I had the confidence, and my purpose was really to serve my state, serve my community, and represent everything that I stand for. One was being able to speak about my faith. Two was being able to raise awareness about my platform, which was donating blood. And the third was being able to make my state and my family proud. And so with that, I was able to just embrace my year, and I felt like I had the best year possible.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I'm pretty sure, like, running for Miss Hawaii or Miss America, it is kind of crazy, like scary, because you do, there are people watching it, like, your every move. And it's like, you know, what if you fumble and stuff? But I mean, when you say you get scared, like, sometimes that fear could be a good thing, because, you know, like, you're heading in the right direction. Like, you
right.
found out your purpose, you knew what you were meant to do. And you're doing it, which is great. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, you know, she may be in a similar journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say find your strengths. You know, I'm certainly not the person that would be in the medical field. I can't trust myself with, you know, tedious work. But I do know that I can connect with people. I do know that I have a way with people. And so that's kind of the reason why I think being able to act as an ambassador for the state of Hawaii or the blood bank. And even now as a realtor, I'm able to connect with people. I'm helping people every day decide on the biggest purchase of their life and go in that direction. Find your strengths, find what you're good at, and stick with it.
Those are great tips, and thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Well, I do keep my social media on private as much as I can, but I do have my website on locationshawaii.com and just /Christo Montrone, and you can see what I do for my work. And I'm sure I also have my TV show. We just started this past season, and you can catch me on there and on the show's Instagram and Facebook, called Live in Hawaii. And we go around Hawaii featuring local food and local fashion boutiques. And that's kind of just an exciting thing on the side that I like to do.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I'm sure our listeners would love to check out some of the greatest places in Hawaii when it comes to food as well. So thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Crystal, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Crystal's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Crystal for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
No, absolutely. It was an honor to be on the show.
Thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.